Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So income tax season is right around the corner. And of course, Christmas comes before income tax season. And so Christmas is right around the corner. However, income tax season is just about upon us. And for most people, it can be a rather stressful time. And I'm very interested in de-stressing lives as much as possible. So my guest today is Melissa Barna. She is with MNP LLP, which is a national accounting firm. And I've invited Melissa to talk specifically about getting ready for income tax season. Welcome, Melissa. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Deb.
First off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Obviously, you enjoy numbers, so...
You bet.
What journey did your career path take in getting you to where you are today?
Well, I am a married mother of six, 37-year-old woman here, born and raised in Prince George, and I'm currently finishing off my accounting degree at UNBC and working, like you said, at MNP. I'm a senior accounting technician. I've been in the business for most of my adult career. I ran my own bookkeeping company for nearly 12 years, and I have been working with a variety of individuals and companies over the last 14 years in regards to the ongoing bookkeeping and monthly accounting needs that they have, including preparing for income taxes.
So you enjoy what you do, clearly.
Definitely.
So I have a potpourri of questions surrounding personal income tax preparation. It may not seem so streamlined. It might seem a bit scattered, but let's just dive right in. So let's review firstly with basics. What are the standard deadlines for filers?
You bet. So all individuals in Canada need to file their income taxes by April 30th. Self-employed people can file by June 15th. However, they still need to pay their tax bill by April 30th. And the earliest that someone could file last year for their 2017 income taxes was February 26th. The CRA website currently does not have the earliest filing date released at this time, but we expect it to be around the same date.
So there's a little bit of time in the new year before we can actually even begin to file income taxes.
Oh, definitely. And often I get questions from people who want to jump in on that February 1st and file right away. However, you never know if you might have forgotten about the $50 donation that you made last year that can help. And the organization that you donated to isn't required to have that charitable donation receipt mailed to you until February 28th. So if you try to file early, you could be missing out on some possible deductions, as well as you might have to do an amendment and cause yourself more work. So just hang tight. In the first few weeks of March, you'll have all the paperwork you need ready to file your taxes.
So this may be premature in terms of a question, but has our government introduced any exciting updates or significant changes to our tax filing for this tax year of 2018?
Well, our income tax preparation team at MNP meets for several days of workshops with our chartered professional accountant tax experts in the early months of the new year, once all of Canada's announcements about taxes have been made and any changes and updates have been finalized. However, that has not happened yet. And when I looked on the Canada Revenue Agency website for some fun and exciting new tax updates, I found that they only made reference to last year's tax season, and that was at the forefront, still talking about 2017 taxes, even though 2018 is almost done. So we will keep an eye on that, and come early in the new year, we will definitely be getting on top of every release that there has been and what are being finalized. And you're definitely, to all of our listeners out there, we would love to hear from you. 250-596-4900 to call me, Melissa Barna, at MNP, and we will book an appointment. We can answer all those questions for you and help you navigate that.
Perfect. So let's talk about tax planning for where we are here, just approaching the end of 2018. What ideas or tips can you share with our listeners specifically regarding preparation for our taxes?
The easiest one that people often forget. It's really funny. But the easiest thing you can do that will save you the most grief is keep your tax paperwork in one spot. You do not need to be good with numbers. You do not need to be a highly organized person. You do not need to know much at all about taxes. But if there's any piece of advice that I could offer to all of our listeners, which would be relevant to every taxpayer, no matter if you're a student or a business owner with multiple businesses or a retired person, it is to keep your tax paperwork together in one spot. Whether you are doing your income taxes yourself or paying a professional, it will save you so much grief, not to mention it will protect you from any accidental losses of tax benefits if you keep all your tax-related documentation in an easy-to-find spot. For my own family's personal taxes, we have a specific filing cabinet drawer. Like I mentioned before, I have 6 children, I have a busy home, I work, I go to university. I do not have time to spend hours every day organizing and doing daily minuscule detail work over every piece of paper or every bill that comes in, but I can easily take my mail out of the mailbox and immediately upon opening it and identifying that it might be tax relevant, I can put it into that filing cabinet drawer before it even hits my table. And then it's keeping an eye open for any sorts of mail that might be tax relevant. I know a lot of people have a lot of confusion over what would be relevant. So watch for things that have a T on them, T4s or T5s that are investment slips, any other T slips. There's the T2202s, which refer to college and university tuition. Anything that says that it's a charitable donation receipt or receipt for tax purposes. For example, when you pay for childcare, you might get a receipt every month, or your childcare provider might issue one that covers all the amounts that you've paid at the end of the year. It's not a bad idea to keep both until you have that one at the end of the year. You can always match it up and sort it out that way, but put it in the same spot and then you'll know. If I have to get an antibiotic for one of my children, I put that medical receipt immediately in that filing cabinet drawer and then it's there. And then I only have to sit down once a year, go through it all, do a quick sort, and I'm ready to file. So if you can just keep your paperwork together throughout the year, if you are in doubt as to whether it's useful for taxes, just put it in the drawer or folder or envelope or whatever works for you, the shoebox. And before you go to file your taxes, simply sort your paperwork into similar items. Take the 5 minutes to rifle through your papers, put all your childcare receipts together, your medical receipts, your T-slips. And T-slips are any of those tax forms prepared by your employer or banker or investment officer or university, etc., that begin with T, such as T4, T5, T2202, etc. And by having all of your tax paperwork in one spot, you will have conquered half the mountain of doing your income taxes, the step of compiling the necessary paperwork. I know that in the past has been something in my household that's been the only thing that's kind of put a little pause on getting our taxes filed right away. It's like, oh no, I had that one job for 2 months and there was this T4 and I'm sure it came in the mail. Where did I put it? And that it's those little things that can hold up jumping on getting your taxes filed right away, which can hold up if you're expecting a refund, then you're held up on that. So just put it in one spot.
Really good advice there. So are there any commonly overlooked deductions that we as Canadian taxpayers should pay a little more attention to?
I know there are a lot of people whose taxes I've done that they're surprised about certain refunds or deductions that they ended up receiving. However, I had a hard time thinking about this question of a common one. However, I have an extensive checklist at MNP that we go over with potential clients. So I think what happens when you visit a professional firm to help you with your taxes is we go through all of those things that might be overlooked when you're trying to do it yourself. And So we look under that rock for extra tax refund money, and that part is done in the preparation stage so that it's not 2 years down the road going, oh, I should have got this refund. Although we have done amendments on people's taxes who they did have, say, a $10,000 medical expense that they didn't even cross their mind that that might be tax deductible. So 3 years later, we're doing an amendment on their taxes from 3 years ago in order to try and get them quite a hefty tax refund. So one thing I have noticed, however, that has caused various families over the years that I've worked with a lot of grief is when partners in a relationship do their taxes separately and or keep secrets from each other in regards to income. Because the Canada Revenue Agency treats some parts of our income taxes in relation to the family unit, if the information stated for a partner is wrong on a person's tax return, that can end up creating false expectations of the bill or refund once processed. Couples are allowed to file separately, but it does avoid mix-ups or data errors when both are prepared together.
And you know, that is probably more common than we would think.
Yes, it is a lot more common than you'd expect. And money is still a big taboo in our culture. And shows like this really help to break down those taboos and open up the conversation within our society and our community to let's talk about money. Let's talk about what it means for us. Let's talk about how it affects our relationships and how it affects our lives and our families. And it's important to start taking down those walls. And if you consider money to be a highly sensitive subject for you, there's no pressure for you to open up unnecessarily to people that you don't feel safe with. However, in your family and especially with your spouse, it is so vital that you are open about finances and your taxes, and it will really free you up in your relationship to have more financial security if you can be on the same page about that.
And planning, of course.
Yes.
Planning with the knowledge being open and us being vulnerable with our partners in terms of the future, because obviously we are together, we are thinking of the future. So if we are vulnerable and we are honest with what's going on with us financially, we can participate in planning for the future.
Oh, definitely.
If we keep things held back, then things are just foggy and they're not clear, which of course creates a little more stress, and relationships are very rarely stress-free.
So yes.
the more that we can do to bring less stress, even though being vulnerable and that act of opening up and being honest about finance might feel stressful, I think there'd be a more benefit on the other side.
Yes,
to participating in that activity. So definitely, I appreciate your encouragement to our listeners to have open and honest money talks with their spouses, with each other.